Welcome back to the time travel tales of Squeaky McPickle and Bob.
Hey, Squeaky. What you doing?
I'm just poking buttons on the time machine.
Squeaky, it seems I've told you not to do that. Every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for the last 3.5 years.
But this time nothing's gonna happen.
Well, Squeaky, here we are. In some sort of underground government bunker. In the future. Again.
World leaders, my name is General Williams, and this here is Dr. Professor Harvard St. Yale.
Welcome, gentlemen. As you know, we are here to brief you on the alien attack.
Pardon me, but we've been sitting here for over 3 hours. Where the bloody hell is the president?
Well, I was going to start the video conference, but I'm not sure I like your attitude, Great Britain. Get him out of here.
What? No! Ow! My cravat!
You, Great Britain's assistant. You're Great Britain now.
Really? Oh, that's fantastic. Who's on to sit in the big chair?
He's not talking to you, Scotland. And for God's sake, man, put on some pants. You!
All right. Well, I'll just sit here then, and I'll shut my gob. Because that's what we do in England most of the time anyway.
Mr. President.
World leaders, we're here to talk about the alien problem. But first, I want to say a couple things about healthcare.
What is this? I thought we took to president who start mini war. Australia, comrade, back me up.
Do we really want this guy leading us into an intergalactic war? He couldn't win a war with France.
Enough. I am tired of being the jock over these meetings.
Well then, maybe you should stop being from France.
That's a good one, Germany. Now, I think I know just the man for the job. Mr. President.
Hey, what's going on? What happened to my video game? I was just about to beat my high score in Grand Theft Oil.
Sir, we need you to help us blow something up.
Is it a country full of brown people? I'm really good at those.
Look, Squeaky, what's happening to the screen?
I don't know.
People of Earth, you shall all perish.
Squeaky, start pushing buttons!
Oh, bat, safe and sound.
I wonder what this button does.
Squeaky, I swear if you touch one more button, I will fuck.
Next week on the Time Travel Tales of Squeaky McPickle and Bob.
I've never seen this button before. I wonder,
son of a...
Uh-oh, I turned Bob into a bubble. Ooh, but he does seem to be growing up very quickly.
Squeaky, I don't like you. You're always doing things to get us in trouble. Why can't you just stop pushing buttons all the time? I mean, come on, dude, it's not that hard. Why are you so stupid? Every week you push some button and we end up in a different time halfway across the world. Seriously, how does that even work? You would think that when we got there, at least we would be in the same place.
I can't take it anymore. One of these days, I'm going to curl my fingers around your stupid puppet neck and I'm gonna murder you.
Don't forget to tune in.